Snails are certainly sluggish and may seem unassuming, but some possess a powerful weapon, insulin. And this insulin may provide a sweet development for the diabetic community. Insulin is a component of some snail venoms, and scientists have discovered that the insulin from these slow-moving creatures could provide a framework for developing a faster-acting treatment to help control blood sugar levels in the human body. Helena Safavi is a research assistant professor at the University of Utah. She and her colleagues have been studying a sea-dwelling cone snail that stores insulin in its arsenal of bioweapons.
It's a predatory marine snail. It produces venom to prey on fish, worms, or other snails. The venom is produced in order to very quickly immobilize the prey.
Many cone snails secrete neurotoxins, while others produce insulin as part of the venomous mixture. The insulin induces low blood sugar in the prey, effectively causing a no-sugar coma, a pretty clever antic to get a tasty treat.
When we discovered that the venom also contains insulin, that then really opens the door to investigate its therapeutic use for diabetes. These snails had many million years of figuring out how to design these drugs.
The snail's insulin is speedy and may start working in as little as 5 minutes, compared to 15 minutes for the fastest-acting medication currently on the market. Although the snail insulin may be faster, it's not quite as effective as it needs to be for human use. The scientists have a plan, though, according to Danny Cho, an assistant professor at the University of Utah, whose research focuses on treatments for diabetes.
We can use this as a guideline to redevelop human insulin.
The scientists are hopeful and are now making modifications to both snail and human insulin, working toward producing a faster-acting treatment while still preserving potency. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Risa Ledbetter.